This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Ravens got a big win Sunday, beating the Bears 30-16. Lamar Jackson met with the media today. He says he feels 100%, so he's going to play on Thursday against the Dolphins. Are the Ravens back, even at 2-5? We head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. We're joined by Evan Washburn, who's on the sidelines for Ravens-Bears for CBS. Also does a bunch of Ravens production stuff. And, Evan, thank you, as always, for your time. We appreciate it. So, how are you feeling about this Ravens team as they head to Miami?
Yeah, good to be with you guys. I feel fine. That's the beauty of my position and our position. I don't feel anything after these Sundays, but I would say if you're a Ravens fan, you have to feel one win better than you felt going into it. And it's amazing what one win can do. And the way they won, doing it without Lamar, obviously having him back changes things dramatically. Seeing the Pittsburgh Steelers lose on Sunday night, the Bengals lose, the Browns continue to lose. I think it was a really positive Sunday for what's been a pretty dreadful first 6-7 weeks of the season for Ravens fans and that team.
It was especially dreadful for the defense, Evan. I believe you guys were in Baltimore for the Houston game, and that was absolutely the low point of the season for the Ravens. But now they've back-to-back competent defensive performances against the Rams, then the bye, and then, of course, Sunday against the Bears. Can they sustain this, or do you think they revert back to what they were?
No, they can absolutely sustain it. We did that Texans game, but I might as well have been doing the and Ken touched on it, the preseason games I did with Ravens Productions. I mean, that's really who was out there for that game. And the first couple weeks when they were, I guess, relatively fully constituted were pretty bumpy defensively. But I think you can characterize that as kind of the situation for a lot of teams coming out of the gate when nobody plays in the preseason. So, look, similar to sort of the general sense, nothing is completely solved. You've got to stack a lot right now. But I think what we saw Sunday against a somewhat dynamic offense for Chicago that's got some growing pains going on right now with Caleb Williams, but when they've got Kyle Hamilton deployed where they have him and they have Roquan in the middle able to orchestrate things, I think this defense can be solid. I don't think it's a top five, top 10 unit by any means, but they won't be living in the bottom of all the important statistical categories if they play the way they played against the Bears.
So you're down there on the sidelines. The first two drives for the Bears, it looks like it's going to be, we're picking up right where we left off, right? This tight end hasn't done anything all year, but he's a tight end, so throw to him and find some joy. And the number one receiver is having his way with Wiggins, and they're marching down the field and holding the ball for 8 minutes at a time. What were sort of the vibes like then? Could you tell that there was going to be a total course correction? Or from your purview and vantage point, did it look like it was going to be another ugly one for them?
The sense I got, Jason, was everybody was really tense and nervous. They recognized the magnitude of the game. And To be fair, Chicago, and this is a credit to Ben Johnson, and it also speaks to, and I know we're more Raven-centric here, but what's going on with them in year one with Caleb and Ben and just kind of instituting that offense. Their first two drives were on script. And in that type of system, that's really what you can see is in what is the next level and the graduate level of that offense is carrying that into the late second quarter, third and fourth quarter. And Caleb and that offense just aren't there yet with what Ben wants to do. So I think they really took advantage of a nervous, a tense Baltimore defense team in general. And then to Baltimore's credit, they recognized what Chicago was trying to do, wanted to do, loosened up a bit, whatever woke them up. And then they took advantage of what I would say is a beta version of what that offense is going to be or down the road, whether it's later this year or next year.
Talking with Evan Washburn, Inside Access here on The Fan. Evan, as we sit here, and what's today, October 28th, how many wins do you think wins the AFC North?
Oh, man, that's a good one. I mean, everyone always kind of hovers around that 10 number, but this year it feels like 9 has you squarely in the conversation. So, I mean, I'm not great with the math and what all the maturations of it, but I would say you get to 9, 10, you're in our graphic of whether you're in the hunt or last team in, however you want to frame it. So that I would start there.
To that point, Evan, just what do you make of the Steelers? The defense, it's been even worse than the Ravens season long.
It's interesting. I had them this weekend against the Colts and watching their last two games. We've had them a bunch this year as a crew, as is often the case. And what strikes me, and this is more, it's less X's and O's because I don't really live in that area as much because, you know, even if you watch a bunch of film, tape, whatever you want to call it, I still don't think you really know. But what does strike me is they have so many star players on that side of the ball. And maybe Baltimore could live some of this too or have had lived some of this. When things go wrong, you think, all right, well, they're so equipped to deal with adversity. But I almost think like their ego gets blown, like it's they deal with some struggles early on, and then there's this level of frustration. That's what struck me with Pittsburgh defensively. It's like they can't handle things not going well right out of the gate, or the second something goes wrong, it bothers them for a play or two or a series or two. The lack of sort of the ability to kind of put it in the rear view and move on isn't there. And again, that's sort of in the metaphysical range, so it's not as easy to quantify, but it is something that struck me because they should be so much better. It just doesn't really make sense from a talent perspective.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
How do you sort of handicap this conference now? We were just talking about this, like you kind of have to, I guess, defer to the Chiefs, right? But this Colts thing looks pretty legitimate.
Colts thing's real, Jason. Yeah. Had him in LA a couple weeks ago. Offense is by far the best offense in the NFL, AFC, and I don't think that's slowing down. I think Jonathan Taylor's, he's Saquon in a smaller market and not maybe as much pedigree behind him. and he's crazy good right now. Their offensive line is just making it look easy for him. Daniel Jones is a great story, but I think it's more about the marriage he has with Shane Steichen. I would say their vulnerability is their defense because of the injuries on the back end. They're on some corners that I don't think they plan on playing as big a role. So maybe they're trying to do something at the trade deadline. But I would put the Colts right there with Kansas City, with Buffalo. And Kansas City, you're right. It's more about pedigree, what they've done and what they've shown. But they have all the mental toughness required to be a January team. I think the Colts have all the momentum right now. I think Buffalo will be there in the conversation as well. After that, it's a complete wall, like just kind of whitewash of options and teams. And that's what I think is exciting for us as we head into late October this week, but really November. I think November, it's kind of like that the racehorse analogy that a lot of coaches will use, where it's September and October, it's the pack is kind of all stuck together. Maybe two teams have separated a little bit, and then November into December is when you really start to see a group kind of separate from the rest.
Evan, let's finish here. Vegas, the sports books have the Ravens as the betting favorite to win this division right now. If we were to allow you to place a bet, do you feel like that's smart money as we sit here?
I got to see more than one game. I got to see what it looks like with Lamar in there. Not that it should be any worse than it was with Tyler Huntley doing it, but I don't think one win or one good week solves everything. I think they've got to, and they would say it. It would seem that they've got to prove that they can stack them. Because even as we touched on out of the gate, when they were relatively healthy to start the season, it seemed a bit vulnerable. And so I think in terms of the favorites or walking away with the AFC North crown, I still think Pittsburgh, despite the fact they've lost two, deserves to be given sort of the moniker of like, you got to take it from them right now. That's kind of where I'd stand. I'd need to see maybe a couple more good-looking outputs from Baltimore before I jump all in on it.
Evan Washburn's crew will be in Pittsburgh for Colts and Steelers Sunday, 1 o'clock CBS. Evan, thank you as always for your time, man. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah, good to talk to you guys. See ya.
Coming up next, by the way, 4:30, Zach Mizell covers the Guardians for The Athletic. He'll give us some insights on the Orioles' new manager, Craig Albernez. But coming up next, it's Bounce Back, Fall Back. It's more Bone. It's next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.